Keith Peters reporting.
Authorities say a man accused of trying to rent a car in Delaware using a fake ID was caught hiding in a trash can. 23-year-old Devontae Williams fled when a trooper told him to stop. He was found in the can after a short foot chase. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm here with Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists. Doc, tell us about this new system, the DRX 9000.
The DRX 9000 is the only true non-surgical spinal decompression system. The DRX 9000 can effectively treat common and debilitating back pain, neck pain, stenosis, and sciatica.
We hear over and over about people just having or getting ready to have back surgery. Now, why is that?
Too many people are having back surgery when the technology for non-surgical disc repair is right here in Reading.
So when you compare back surgery to non-surgical decompression like the DRX 9000, what are some of the main differences?
Non-surgical spinal decompression is safer, more effective, more financially reasonable, and much less invasive with no side effects or dependence on harmful prescription drugs.
Explore all options and potentially avoid a painful, long, expensive recovery with back surgery. See if the DRX 9000 is right for you. Call Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists, 243-2300. You can also find them online at ShastaSpine.com.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 1460, your talk radio station. On Monday, Linda and I will discuss the opiate epidemic and the fact that Reading is considering selling marijuana legally. Where's the disconnect on this question? Find out more right here. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life settles in your soul. In your soul, in your soul. A century of dreams, part of the loggers and the cowboys. Double cross, bottle, sack, and sit-up. They cursed rough roads, hauling their loads, but they did their best to deliver them. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a race full of thrills. It's a way of life settles in your soul. In your soul, in your soul.
Good morning. We're Bright-Eyed Bushy-Tailed here in Jefferson. What a great way to start off the day with that wonderful song. I love that song. They did such a great job. This is Wynn Carpenter. I'm here on Jefferson State of Mind. I'm here with my friend and cohort, partner in crime, Terry Raposa. Good morning, Terry. How are you doing?
Morning, Wynn. How are you doing, buddy?
Good, good, good. And we have Mr. Bob Martin, who's trying to keep us out of jail. Thank you, Bob.
Oh, now it's out of jail.
Okay. With the FCC, anyway. He'll try to keep us on the straight and narrow as best he can.
Don't worry. It's not your license.
Yeah, we'll blame it on Carl.
Yeah, there you go. That's right. It isn't our license.
Yeah, it is. We can say whatever we want. How cool is that? Just kidding, Carl.
It is my job to protect Carl's license.
Oh, there you go. Well, let's see how well you can do. You're always up for a challenge, aren't you, Bob?
All right, boys, you're on.
All righty. So, well, we've got some good stuff that we need to share with all of our wonderful listeners. There's the state keeps on giving
yeah.
in more ways than one. First of all, we want to talk about our Jefferson meeting that we have here in Shasta County, and that is at 5:30 every Monday night. So you can come one Monday, you can come all Mondays, doesn't matter. 5:30 Monday night at 3276 Pacelli Lane at the Eagle's Nest Church. And so we use that facility. It's great. It's right size for us, and it's got enough rooms in there for us to do our thing. We have a couple of different classes that we have there. We have the first one that you can go to at 5:30. And it's more for the people that don't really know yet. They want to kind of get some questions answered for Jefferson. Go to that one, and it's hosted by Chris, and he does a stellar job on answering the questions and having dialogue with people to, you know, get them to understand where we're headed and what we're doing and why we're doing it. And at the same time, we have another meeting going on with the rest of the team. Once you get done with that first class or first program, you can go into, roll over into the next one like a week or two later, and it's the action program. And that's where we start taking action locally and throughout Jefferson on what we're going to do to promote Jefferson and get the word out. And then after those two programs are done from 5:30 to 6, then we roll over into the Patriot meeting. And the Patriot meeting starts at 6 o'clock, like I said, in the main room. And this week we're going to have Mayor Baron Browning from Anderson. And he's going to come in and talk about the sanctuary position that the city of Anderson has. So it's going to be very interesting to hear what's going on there and what they've done. So come one, come all. Again, Mayor Baron Browning from Anderson. He's going to be our lead speaker at 6 o'clock on tomorrow night. We also have a number of other places throughout the territory of Jefferson that do have their meetings. And it's good to know for people to hear. Like I said, Shasta County is Monday nights here in Redding. And then Sutter and Yuba counties, they combine theirs, and they have them on the fourth Monday, which would be tomorrow, of each month at 6:30 p.m. at the Church of Glad Tidings, Building 500, Room 212 at 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City. So you want to go check that out. And you can see all this information on our website. Go to soj51.net and click on the committees and look at the best place to really first place you want to look at is the Jefferson Messenger. It's got all that stuff listed, but you can find all kinds of good stuff in there. And the Messenger is really good. They put out some really good stuff this go around, as they always do, but this one really kind of kicks you in the teeth when it's talking about the Northern California fires and then also the sheriffs joining an alliance and their association, and we support the sheriffs on what they're doing. Of course we do. If they're constitutional sheriffs, we support them. So that's where we're at. So that's a good read, good information, and everybody should check it out. It also talks about Governor Brown's problems with what he's doing to us and, you know, all the garbage that he forces us to chew on while he's giving away all the services to those who don't contribute to our society. So we're just trying to make sure that, you know, everybody gets all this information and what's happening here in Jefferson. Tonight is our we have a second and fourth Sundays the second and fourth Sundays of each month, the conference calls, and that's tonight, 7 o'clock. It's going to be like I said, 7 o'clock, and the phone number you want to call is 712-770-4114. Again, 712-770-4114, and then it'll prompt you to do an access code, so you punch in these numbers, 307-268-pound or hashtag. Again, 307-268-pound or hashtag. And that starts at 7 o'clock, and you'll be able to hear what the skinny is on what's going on Jefferson-wise, and people from all over Jefferson get onto that call, and then as the moderators see what's going on, they introduce people and let them speak and talk about what's happening. So I just want to let you know that. And then the rest of the calls for the balance of the year for that conference call are November 12th and 26th, December 10th and 24th, and January 14th and 28th at this point. So, and again, this is all in the Messenger. So if you check out the Messenger, you're going to have all the information, and you can print it out, have it right at hand, put on the fridge, put on your desk, wherever, and you can have it, and you can. It's a good read. It's got lots of really good information. And I want to thank Jenny and Terry and Diana, all three ladies. They did a stellar job on this. They crank it out all the time for us, and they knock it out of the park. And this one, to me, is, for me personally, is probably the best one they've done so far. So I think that's it so far. What you got, Terry?
Well, we have a new sponsor, and we want to thank Glow Tan Company. They have an all-natural, organic, sunless airbrush tanning and retail collection. It's Chocolate Sun products, and they're herbs and pure essential oils and all-natural preservatives. You know, Glow Tan is really, they're committed to the pursuit of the finest organic, wild-crafted, and natural promotion of natural alternatives for skin care and lifestyle choice. It's a great little place. You know, it's located at 2447 Athens Avenue. It's by appointment only, and the phone number is 530-488-8144, 530-488-8144. You can talk to Ashley or Jazzy, and it's really a wonderful place. It's by appointment only, folks, so you want to make sure you call in. Again, the address is 2447 Athens Avenue. It's Glow Tan Company. Get your tan on, and the young ladies that help you there are just absolutely wonderful, cute as they can be, and just great people. Again, the phone number is 530-488-8114.
And Athens Avenue is here in Central Reading, so just...
Yeah, it's not in New York.
Yeah, well, we're talking about Jefferson.
We are.
So I want to make sure everybody understands that's a Reading business. So
now, if you have a question, call in at 605-4567, 605-4567. This sanctuary state business has really gotten the ire up of just about everybody. In fact, there was a...
What, we don't want to be a sanctuary state?
They did a poll at the University of California at Berkeley, of all places, and 74% of the people polled did not want a sanctuary state.
Berkeley.
Yeah, right.
At Berkeley. They didn't want a sanctuary state.
Right. And soon what we're going to do is we're going to start, you know, this is the deal, folks. If you say something that's frank or you say something that's a fact and has to do with something that isn't positive, we aren't having a barbecue or a mormosa or whatever we're doing here, having dinner at a special place or doing this event or that event, you're kind of mean. You know, you're mean-spirited. You're just a meanie. If you criticize a politician, you're a meanie. So what we're going to do is we are going to have a segment that we're going to call Mean Mr. Mustard. And I am happy to take on that post of being Mean Mr. Mustard. And, you know, we're going to take a quick break right here, and then we're going to come back with that segment because I have a few things to say about the people who are making comments about Jefferson that have their head out of the sunshine.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment.
We will.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
Save, save, save.
At Reading Kia's Customer Appreciation 10 Sale this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Reading Kia says thank you with big discounts on every new Kia in stock.
This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 418 East Cypress Avenue, Reading Kia, ReadingKia.com.
Stand Down 2017 is at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson, Thursday, October the 26th through Saturday the 28th. For information on how to get help or if you have something to contribute, call 605-811.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Callers online. Let's take the first caller. Who do we have? Andrew?
We have Andrew. Andrew in Redding. How you doing, buddy? Oh, hey, no, Bernie. You're Bernie. In Bernie, huh?
Hey. You know, I live in the mountains, so I can look down on you people.
Anyway, there you go.
Just like the Democrats.
Hey, I was at a local store yesterday, and there was a petitions gathering for initiatives on the ballot. Several were there. And one was for lack of representation. And claiming that people are the only ones who can change this by vote. And is it a ploy to torpedo the Jefferson movement? Are you guys aware?
Well, I want to address that, because that's great, Andrew. I'm glad you brought that up. You see, we have people, including my friend Tim Draper, we had a lengthy discussion on this. And Tim, I know he's got an army of attorneys and stuff, but we discussed it. And, you know, this is their thinking. And I hope you're sitting down, Andrew. I'm sure you are.
Yeah, I'm reclined.
Okay, buddy, you ready for this? Their thinking is that a vote of the people saying, yes, we want to change this, we want to change one man, one vote, we want to change everything, we want to change this, all this, that, and the other, actually has a position of people listening to them. Part of this is Draper wanted to actually split the state using that, saying that the vote of the people trumps, no pun intended, the Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution, which clearly states you can only form a state within a state with the consent, the simple consent, the one vote, majority vote, simple majority of the legislative body of the said state and the Congress of the United States. So somehow these guys have gotten the idea that you can change the Constitution and get this done. I mean,
what was my argument with the guys? Because there is a path laid out, and the one he's taking is just a waste of time.
It is, and money, and thousands and thousands of dollars. I mean, you know, but you know, you can't. You can only tell them that. And of course, you know, look at Stan Statham. They went ahead and did it. They got what, I don't know, 29 counties, whatever the heck it was in 92. And still, guess what they had to do? They had to get the simple majority of the state legislative body and Congress of the United States. It doesn't change anything. You may as well just go there. Anyway, Andrew, thanks for the call, buddy.
Hey,
we've got to go over to
guys.
Nick.
Right.
Perfect. Well, thank you, Andrew.
In the nick of time.
In the nick of time.
That's me. Hey. I am your homie G. Hey, listen, I've got a little clip I want to play for you on Judicial Watch. It's about 10 seconds.
Go for it.
And it really drives home what I was talking about as far as the judicial failure of California and how Jefferson can straighten it out. So I hope this works. If it doesn't, just hang up on me.
Make it so, Nicholas.
With that inability to conduct legitimate investigations and then prosecute cases that bring about accountability and consequences for people that have broken the law, what those are symptoms of, or what that presents as, is a failed state. When the justice system is broken, you have a failed state, because there's no equal justice under the law. There's no ability to bring your claim before a court or to a government agency and seek redress.
Did you get that?
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
very
sir.
Good.
Doesn't that just about drive it home?
It does, my good friend.
Yes.
It does. You know, it's just like, you know, we've got, I mean, California has just been, it's the gift that keeps on giving. What can I say?
Well,
what,
you know, that is true about the city, the state, and the federal government, and that's what this clip is off of, is the
sure.
federal government.
Sure.
But it certainly applies to California. And I just urge everybody to go to Judicial Watch and listen what these people are doing. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't know about the Clinton email scandal. We wouldn't know about Uranium One. And if there's anybody you want to donate to besides the state of Jefferson, Judicial Watch is my pick.
Yeah, they've been amazing. You're absolutely right. And you're right about the federal government, and this is about the federal government. There's movement back in Washington, D.C. right now as we speak that people
yes.
are pushing for more representation in the Congress of the United States. You know, you got to understand, we've had, you know, 435 guys for a long time, and we're up to, what, 350 million people. So this is going on all over. But you know, the thing is the attack and the battle in front of us, and I know that you've been right on the front lines there, Nick, with, you know, City Hall and with, you know, with the Board of Supervisors and you know, the thought process you have. You've been great for this community, my good friend, because you've got stones, as Ben Franklin said.
Well, actually, people say I have no sense or I wouldn't be saying what I'm saying.
Well, maybe.
But, you know, you and Mark Byard and Steve Byard, you guys are the heroes of this movement. And I can't understand anybody that wouldn't get behind the state of Jefferson just because of financial problems we may have, but probably won't. We don't have any liberty. We don't have any redress in our court systems or our civil systems. And this is the only way we can stand up for ourselves and say, we've had enough. We're going to do it the right way.
I feel the mean Mr. Mustard segment coming.
You're absolutely right there, Nick.
I feel it in my bones, Nick. The mean Mr. Mustard segment is coming.
You inspired me. I've got to go to church and get another tune-up. I've been misbehaved, according to my wife, so I'm going to let you go. I hope you have a great day, and thank you for having me on.
All right, my good friend. Thank you, and give Signe a hug for us.
Okay.
Bye. Thanks, Nick. All right.
Yes.
What's next, Mr. Raposa?
How they refer to them in Tennessee, Mark Byard and Steve Byard.
Only
I
the way you do it.
A moment coming on.
I feel a moment coming on.
Here I am.
The mean old man.
Mean Mr. Mustard. Let's talk about the economy. Let's talk about money. Let's talk about Jefferson doesn't have any money. What do we do without California's money? What do the other 49 states do without California's money? Let's take a good look at the facts here. California is last in education, last in fiscal restraint, first in highest income taxes. What if they were lower? First in regulatory restrictions. What if those were gone? First in gas taxes. What if those were lower? Highest in sales tax. Dozens of other hidden and unseen miscellaneous taxes. First in percentage of welfare recipients and food stamp receivers.
with the state actually boasting that one-third of the entire nation's welfare recipients come from California. What if that changed? Which, then, is the next statistic, should not even be a surprise. California is first in the highest poverty rate in the nation. First in the highest poverty rate in the nation. And highest in budget deficit and underfunded state pension system. And we have people that support us and go as our legislators, as good Republicans, that go in there and they do a lot. Let's have somebody call in between now and November 10th, okay? Somebody call in and tell me what all this great legislation is being done by the elected officials that we have here. They're good guys. They reach across the aisle and do what? Prevent them from starving us? Prevent them from, oh, I know, they're preventing the wildfires. Oh, wait, no, they're helping education. No, wait. No, they're making the income taxes go down. No, wait, maybe they're stopping all these restrictions that the regulatory commissions are giving. Oh, wait, I know, maybe they're lowering the gas tax. I know what it is. I know. They're making sure that we're not handing out money to one-third of the welfare recipients in the United States. Give me a break. The money issue is a dead issue. It's a dumb issue. It's a dumb issue. And if you call in this station, you're going to get it. I guarantee you, if you start talking about the money, you're going to get all five barrels. Anyway, that's my Me, Mr. Mustard segment. Now I'll go back to being
nice,
the lovable fuzzball I am.
Yeah, we're back from Mean Mr. Mustard. We're going to talk to somebody really sweet who I adore. Good morning, Terry G. How you doing?
I'm fine. Let me turn my thing down. Okay, here I am.
So how's it going down in El Dorado County?
Oh, it's just going great.
Hey, do you know what? I want to give you guys kudos for the Jefferson Messenger. I know you're one of the sweet ladies that put that together and write that. You guys did a stellar job on this one. This one just kind of got me more so than all the others that you've done. But this one, to me, is it knocks it out of the park.
Yeah, well, what you're referring to is the Messenger went online yesterday. And
yes.
I certainly would encourage everybody, if you do not haven't subscribed to it yet, please do so on our SOJ51.org. You can read yesterday's Messenger as well as sign up for a subscription. And what it's about is I had discussed with the powers to be that I think it's about time that we of Jefferson start taking positions on certain issues. And so the first one out will be as far as the sanctuary state. And on Monday of this week, I was at a luncheon with Congressman McClintock, and I had been in communication with him on two subjects, first DACA and then sanctuary state. And he had indicated to me that he was looking at initiating language to put in a bill. Originally, he wanted to put it in John Culberson's bill of Texas, who has a bill regarding sanctuary cities and et cetera. But he was not able to do so. So the next move may be that he will try to initiate a standalone bill, which would allow cities and counties who are within a sanctuary state to actually be able to apply for federal grant monies, right now, when we become a sanctuary state, that cuts off funds, or could cut off funds, to everybody. But I think it was important to note that the National Sheriffs Association and our California Sheriffs Association have also called on Congress to initiate action in one form or another to somehow nullify the sanctuary state status. So I did this press release, which I'll be sending out today and tomorrow, but I think we of Jefferson have got to finally stand up and let people know, you know, what we are about, and that we're just not looking to separate, but we're in the fight also on this issue. So anyway, I would urge everybody, and even the congressman said this, that we have got to start writing letters. You know, the messenger, and what we, I intend to be putting out in the next one as well, offers you talking points. Get it on social media. Any media form you can do. We've got to have a voice. And, you know, with 74% of Californians saying they don't want sanctuary cities or states either, then let's let them know that there's an element out here that's going to help them fight this.
Well, one procedure I know would be a resolution signed by the county as proof, or a resolution signed by a city, which is proof that they will not comply with the illegal law, the illegal position of a sanctuary state. I know that Tehama County has done that. I know that Siskiyou County has done that, and the city of Anderson has done that. And our Board of Supervisors, their position is, well, you know, we were going to wait to see what happened before we did anything. Well, that is not preemptive action. What that is reactive in reaction to something that's already happened to you.
Right.
You know, your arm's already cut off. Now you got to go ahead and sew it back on. I mean, the real deal is that I think we're all getting tired of these politicians, and we're all getting tired of these folks that aren't doing the right thing. And if the congressman is going to put forward a bill, I know our sheriff, Tom Basinko, called me twice, in fact, on Saturday, and we discussed the this position. He's excited about it, and he's getting together with other sheriffs saying, okay, if these guys are going to have this kind of legislation, they're going to try to push through, and they're going to help us, we're going to help them and support it. And that's an exciting move. So Jefferson is in the right position and should be where we are right now, and that's supporting the federal position, the constitutional position, and supporting Congressman McClintock and what he does.
Also, too, also
and,
with
you
that,
know, all of us are certainly dissatisfied with both sides of the aisle. But if we have people, and maybe they haven't, you know, come out and said, I support Jefferson. But if we have someone like McClintock who's hanging in there, who's not afraid to be out there having town halls and being attacked, and he's given us credit, a lot of credit. He thanks us so much for the Jefferson supporters that have showed up at his town halls, because resist every each meeting, town hall, their numbers have been diminishing. So we're having an effect. But, you know, let's show them we're standing up, because they're standing up for us, particularly in the sanctuary state, as with the repeal of the gas tax. So we have lots of opportunities, but we just can't sit back. You know, when we're just not going to take it anymore.
Well, part of that, too, is that, like what Terry was alluding to with the Board of Supervisors, they're not leading. They're not being leaders.
Right.
They're being reactive. So leaders lead when it's awkward, when it's uncomfortable, when the unknown is happening. They lead even, you know, gathering the information. Apparently, they don't want the information.
Right.
They don't want to educate themselves so they understand what the process is or what's really going on. So they're going to sit back and be reactive. And that's what's happening in Shasta County. It happens all the time. That's the way they operate. That's their MO. We know that. That's why our group here in Shasta County, our Jefferson group, has been leading by example every day from day one, moving forward, because it is awkward. Sometimes it's very hard. Sometimes it's very frustrating. But do you know what? You work through the process, and you navigate, and you make it work. And
good leadership does that. And I know there are other counties that have boards of supervisors or other politicians in whatever positions they're in that do that. They're not afraid to lead, and they're not afraid to, you know, take a bump on the knee or whatever. They're willing to do that just because they want to make sure that they're doing everything they can for the people they represent. And part of that representation is your own family, your own household. So you have to think about that. What do I want for my family and my household, as well as the rest of everybody else that I represent? So you want to step up and do the right thing. And unfortunately, there are a lot of them that are at the trough. That's where they're comfortable. They're bellied up to that, and they've been gluttoned so much at the trough, they can't move. And so it's time to get them out of there, empty the trough, and they go away. So that's what we need to do.
One thing, because we've had the same effort here with now three county supervisors. And the last meeting with one of them, what she said was, if there was what like McClintock is suggesting, where they would be able to access federal grant money, then they would consider perhaps putting a resolution on the agenda. Every county, our board of supervisors are, you know, accessible to us. We see them, a lot of us, every day. So maybe now, showing with this letter that we're joining the National Sheriff's Association and California Sheriff's Association, that's something to take to your board during open session. Because believe me, none of them are aware that McClintock is even maybe another congressman going to, you know, attempt this through Congress. So, get out there, folks.
Make it happen.
All right, my dear. Well, listen, we love you. Thank you so much for everything.
Thank you.
Great, great job on that press release, Terry. And, folks, I'll tell you what. Jefferson doesn't happen without this wonderful, wonderful lady. Thank you so much, my dear.
Thank you.
You bet.
Thank all of you. You know, we're a team.
We are a team.
We're doing this together.
That's right. There is no I in team.
No, you're perfectly right.
You're talking about.
Have a good day.
Thank you, darling.
Okay.
Bye, Terry.
Talking about having no I in team, we're going to go here. We're going to go right here to General Stonewall.
General Stonewall. Hey, how are you?
The general with stones.
Yes. Our general down there in Tuolumne County, he's down there. He's making sure those paypakers are following.
He's one of our southern brothers.
He is. He is. And his grits take 20 minutes. They take 20.
Good morning, fellow Jeffersonians from Tuolumne County. We used to be the southern border, but I don't think that's going to be such a case if things keep growing like they are.
Just
wanted to call in and give a briefing to the Joint Chiefs of Staff, as it were, and let you know what's going on down here. We've been out in the community quite a bit in the months of September and October, raising money and, more importantly, raising awareness about Jefferson. We've gotten to the point when we go out into the community, very little education needs to happen because everybody already knows about it and they just want to buy the merchandise and the stickers and the hats and the T-shirts and stuff, which is a really good deal for everybody. We did have an interesting thing that happened last week. There's a community down on the southernmost part of the county called Don Pedro, and they've been having a real problem with roads. You know, we're all having problems with roads, I know that. But they're having particular bad issues down there. And they did a town hall, and supervisor for that area, a fellow named John Gray, showed up and was going to answer questions. And one of our guys, and Terry and Wynn, you know him, Glenn Brantley, the cowboy.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Glenn got up and, you know, because they were talking about, we just don't have the money to do this, and, you know, budgets are going to be tight. And so Glenn got up and said, well, we showed you how it could be done. If we just support the state of Jefferson, we could pave all of our roads every year, and really gave him the business. And Supervisor Gray, who has always been a vocal opponent of Jefferson, and I have to hand it to him because at least he's been honest with his opinion, whereas some of the other supervisors haven't. You know, he stood up and went into a tirade, yelling and screaming back at Glenn about he's sick and tired of hearing about this Jefferson and it's never going to happen and pipe dream this and all the rest of the stuff. And then, you know, said, so we just don't have the money to do it. And what happened was a couple of weeks ago, our supervisors voted themselves a 27% raise.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And so Glenn said, oh, we don't have the money. Well, you're sitting there enjoying your 27% raise. And the supervisor sat down and just didn't say anything more for the rest of the meeting. So I thought that was, very interesting and very telling.
Hey, General, when is he up for re-election?
Well, if he doesn't leave office by some other means, and I just mean if we don't recall him.
You mean on rail?
He's not due till 2020. So,
2020. Okay. So
right now, the two seats that are up in 2018 is Evan Royce, and Evan is the young supervisor that was the only one that stood up to support Jefferson in our big meeting this last winter. And then Randy Hanfield, District 2, and that's the fellow that I'm going after his seat. Hopefully it'll be me and Evan, and then in 2020 we can bring in one or two more pro-Jefferson people and really start getting the changes that we need.
Okay, well, down in Tuolumne County, down in Tuolumne County, you guys have a lot of rails down there, lots of rails. You need to pull one out of the old stockpile and show them how it's done. Run them out on the rail.
You
guys need to do it.
Right. And warm up the tar.
That's right. Whatever it takes. Feathers, tar, you name it. You guys need to jump on it and get it done.
If not, I know that Glenn knows a couple guys out there for a 12-pack of Old Milwaukee. But did you get a chance to hear the rant about Last in Education, et cetera, et cetera?
No, I didn't.
Okay, well, anyway, you know, the whole thing is that, and I won't go through it again other than the fact that, well, yeah, I will, real quick. But, you know, if we're last in education, last in fiscal restraint, first in high income taxes, I'll say that again, first in high income taxes, first in regulatory restrictions, we can eliminate those, first in gas taxes, highest in sales tax, dozens of other hidden taxes. Also, we're first in the percentage of welfare recipients and food stamp receivers, with this state actually boasting that it's one-third of the entire nation's welfare recipients. So, I mean, there's an enormous amount of things we can do. The monetary thing isn't even an issue anymore. It's just old hat. And that fellow that you're talking about is just trying to hold on to his position of power. But for them to raise 27% Stonewall, that is outrageous. That newspaper that you have down there should have that as a headline. They're talking about not having any money, and they give themselves a 27% raise.
Yep.
Oh yeah. What they did is they hid behind a grand jury report when they. I love this. You know, they always compare. Well, what are the surrounding counties, or what are everybody else paying their people? And that's what we need to do. And that just goes against the grain of everything that I believe about capitalism. Is, you know, I've been a businessman for almost 35 years. And I don't pay my employees based on what the guy sitting, you know, the business sitting next to me can pay. I pay by what I can afford. And if I can't afford major league talent, then by God, I have to buy minor league talent until I can afford, you know, the bigger stuff. But, it's been in the papers. It's been on the radio. They've been running polls. It runs about 78% of the residents of Tuolumne County are very unhappy that they gave themselves a raise. So basically it was a gift to my campaign along with, several other things that these guys have been doing. So,
well, if they're that unhappy, the rail should be getting warmed
up.
Yeah,
I agree.
Quick.
You know,
get it done.
That's the problem. We keep electing the same people. We have the same problem here in Shasta County. We keep electing the same people that are hurting us.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just moronic. And a lot of it has to do with the uninformed voter, you know, the people out there that are, you know, just looking forward to what they do this weekend. You know, and something else, too. We have to start looking at things financially a little better, because if we don't, Stonewall, a hard rain's going to fall. Rain's going to fall.
Amen.
And, okay, my friend, we've got to get off here to a quick break. Great talking to you as always.
Okay, I want you to mention the dates coming up. November 4th, Calaveras County. November 18th is what you're doing in Stanislaus. December 3rd here. And then we're doing our fundraiser February 17th again, and I'll get off the phone.
Well, how about mentioning where those town halls are and stuff, buddy? I'm
much time we have.
You're
November
fine.
4th is in Calaveras County. I'll be speaking over there along with the committee in Calaveras County. I think it's in San Andreas. And we'll have to go to their website to get the exact location.
Okay.
November 18th is in Stanislaus County. I'm sure you guys will be talking about that. You and Wynn are coming down, and I'll see you down there. December 3rd is right here in Tuolumne County at the Motherlode Fairgrounds. Manzanita building, and that's going to start in the mid-afternoon because we want to get everybody there while it's still daylight in case it's stormy or whatever. And then February 17th at the Elks Lodge, we're holding our fundraiser. Last year, we raised over $22,000 for the legal cause. This year, we've increased the capacity of the number of tickets we can sell, so we're hoping to eclipse that by a lot. So that's what's going on down here in Tuolumne County.
Are you challenging Shasta County on that one?
I'll challenge the entire rest of the city.
Hey, one other thing. That December 3rd event, folks, come far and wide. That's Mark Baird is the keynote speaker.
Oh, yeah.
Speaker.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Mark
Most
Baird
important.
Is the keynote speaker. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Keep your powder dry because you know.
You know I do. Talk to you guys soon.
All right. Because a hard rain's going to fall.
Thanks, Dave. Just another patriot down there.
It is.
Fellow brother patriot doing the right thing and putting himself out there.
Yep. Hard rain's going to fall.
Yep. On to a break.
Oh, where have you been, my blue-eyed son? And where have you been, my darling young one? I've stumbled on the side of 12 misty mountains. I've walked and I crawled on 6 crooked highways. I've stepped in the middle of 7 side forests. I've been out in front of a dozen dead oceans. I've been 10,000 miles in the mouth of a graveyard. And it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard rain you're gonna fall.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming 3 states instead of one. California has an area larger than 7 East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
Save, save, save.
At Redding Kia's Customer Appreciation 10 sale this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Redding Kia says thank you with big discounts on every new Kia in stock.
This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 418 East Cypress Avenue, Redding Kia, reddingkia.com.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddle boards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Well, it ain't no use sit and wonder why, baby, even you don't know by now. And it ain't no use sit and wonder why, baby, It'll never do somehow. When your rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm a-traveling on, but don't think twice, it's all right. And it ain't no use in the turning on your light, babe. The light I never knowed. And it ain't no use in turning on your light, babe. I'm on the dark side of the road. But I wish there was something you would do or say to try and make me change my mind and stay. But we never did too much talking anyway. Don't think twice, it's all right. So it ain't no use in calling out my name, gal.
Alrighty, we're back
like
at it.
You never done
so what
before.
You got?
Don't think twice, it's all right.
It's all right. I don't think
Sally
so.
Sally continuing to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Summer of Love this week.
There you go.
Hey, she was hot in her feather earrings and her tie-dye, man.
She was.
Yeah. You're still hot, baby. You're still hot.
All right. Just a general reminder for tonight. We have that conference call again, like I mentioned earlier. And it's our second and fourth Sundays of the month, so today's the fourth Sunday. So it's a conference call. You can call in and hear what's going on Jefferson-wise. And the number is 712-770-4114, and the access code is 307-268 pound or hashtag. You can also dial your phone with that number and set of numbers, and then go on to soj51.net, go into the calendar, and click on today's date, and then you can click on the chat room, and you can enter into the chat room and see what's being done in the chat room. You can see what people are asking, see the questions and whatnot. And it's really good to communicate, because then you can communicate back with them as well. You can ask questions, and the moderators read those, and then they pull and extract questions out of the chat room to air on the conference call. So it works out pretty well. So it's a good way to be interactive and hear what's going on all at the same time. And again, tomorrow night here in Shasta County, we have our Jefferson meeting. Starts at 5:30. And then our Patriot meeting is going to be hosting Mr. Mayor Baron Browning from Anderson. He's going to come and talk about all kinds of good stuff and what they're going to be doing regarding their sanctuary position for the city of Anderson. Come find out what's happening there and ask questions and meet the mayor. Also, in Sutter and Yuba counties, tomorrow is their fourth Monday of each month meeting at 6:30 p.m. at the Church of Glad Tidings, Building 500, Room 212, at 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City. And so I encourage everybody to go to the website. It's got all the counties that post their meetings, when they are and so forth, on the calendar. So you can go check it out. You can see what day of the week the any specific county is on there. And if your county isn't on there, go to the Contact Us, and put your email and information in there, and we'll get back to you, and we'll get the group fired up, or whatever needs to happen. We'll get you connected to whoever the leadership is for your particular county. And you can also just go to the county committees, and on the county committees you can find out who your leadership is. So there are different ways of doing that. So definitely use the website. It's a great tool. We had a great team put that together, and they stay on top of it and maintain it and so forth, and it's been good for the movement and for all of us. I think that's probably it for what I have at this very moment.
Yeah, you know, as we look at what's going on all around us, and then Mayor Browning, you know, you have a city that says, you know what, we're not going to comply with the sanctuary city business. In fact, we're not going to comply with the sanctuary state. Where's the city of Reading? I mean, come on, you guys. You know, there is a recall out there. I know that there,
yeah.
I guess there's a drive-through today. Does anybody know where that drive-through is at?
I don't.
The sign for the recall. Anybody?
I do not.
Maybe Rally Sally will send that through to us so we can say that before we go.
Yeah.
But, you know, the thing is that we've just gotten to a point where we keep electing the same people, the same good old boy situation. It's incredible to see most of you that have lived here for quite some time
the change that's happened. I know talking to Commander Gibson the other day, he's just brokenhearted over what's going on here. You know, and even people, you know, that haven't been here that long still see a change. And if they've been here 5 years or 3 years or 2 years, they can see a dramatic change in what's happened to our quality of life. So the real question is, what are you going to do about it? The real question is, are you going to have this line in the sand? Do you have a line in the sand? And when are you going to stand up to start doing the right thing and get off the couch, get away from the good old boy thing, get away from the Pollyanna moments? Doesn't mean we can't have positive and wonderful things happening in our life. But the time has come now to get things done. And that means that the time has come
for 51.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill that we have to pay? It's not our bill. We had no say. You don't serve us. You serve L.A. The time has come for 51 in the Jefferson state of mind.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Divided Republicans in Congress prepare to tackle an ambitious overhaul of the nation's tax system that would double the standard deduction used by most Americans. But do White House officials really believe lawmakers can get it done this year?
Absolutely do. In fact, they got a lot more. If the House really does take the Senate budget when they come back on, I think it's Tuesday of this week, it absolutely moves the ball a lot further, a lot quicker towards that goal.
That's Mick Mulvaney, President Trump's budget director on Fox News Sunday. He says he believes a finished bill can be on the president's desk before Christmas.